Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh boy, good evening. In front of the biggest crowd since game one of the season, the Royals outlast Boston to take the opener of this highly anticipated weekend series here at Kauffman Stadium. If you were one of the more than 30,000 to turn out tonight, let's hear from you. Dial me up right now. Let's talk about this one. The phone number is the same as our text line number, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. It took 12 innings, but all's well that ends well. Royals walk off the Red Sox as Freddie Fermin plays the hero once again. 913-586-7965. It's a very simple question for you tonight. When was the last time you had this much fun? If you were in the building, that's a pretty obvious question. Because I know you had a blast. Nurses night, so hopefully all you hard-working nurses had a great time, and hopefully all you single fellas put in some work tonight. Fireworks, an edge of your seat, three-hour ball game. I don't know how you ask for more, because if you did, the weather even cooperated. 73 degrees at first pitch, just a gorgeous Kansas City night for an unbelievably hot run by your favorite ball club. The Royals have now won 7 straight, a season high, and 16 of the last 18. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not seen a Royals team this red hot in 47 years. You have to go back to the glory days of 1978. George and Hal and Frank and Willie with Dennis Leonard and Larry Gura. The guys stepping up on their way to the ALCS. That's how long it's been. 47 years since we've seen a Royals team this red hot. I don't know if we've ever seen a Royals rotation this red hot. Do you understand what they've done this last turn? From Cole Reagans all the way through Michael Lorenzen. It was whatever you can do, I can do better. And they did. Starting with Cole Reagans, right? 5 shutout innings with 11 punchouts. Unbelievable. Seth Lugo, the next day, 6 2/3 of one-run baseball. Michael Wacha says, I can do that. He throws seven shutout innings. Chris Bubich throws seven shutout innings. And then tonight, Michael Lorenzen throws seven shutout innings. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I've seen a more remarkable feat from a rotation, at least in my time in Kansas City. It's only the third time it's happened in franchise history. Once back in 74, and once in 1989, led by the great Brett Saberhagen. All right, let's hear from you. 913-586-7965. We're starting off with Alex. You're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead. Hey, Alex, what's happening, pal?
How you doing, boss?
Alex.
Sir, can you hear me yet, Vern?
Yeah, let's go, man. What do you got? Come on, we got too much energy for this.
Hey, we do real good against the average ball clubs. We do real average against good ball clubs. What do you got to do to turn the curve here?
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go to David in Kansas City. David, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Do better than that. Let's go.
Yeah, Vern, I don't know. I might be kind of coming at the same idea. I feel like tonight was a big one. I can't ignore the fact that the slump the Royals were on before they've turned things around here in the last month was against some of their best competition of the year, and then they got hot against some of the weakest competition, which is what good teams do, right? They beat teams they're supposed to beat. Tonight, I feel like, was a big one, even though it was tied up 0-0, went into extra innings. The fact that their confidence and the way the pitching is showing up, I'm just curious your thoughts on that. Where they stand in relation to the rest of the league. Obviously, they're the hottest team right now, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
Appreciate the phone call. Again, phone number 913-586-7965. They're one of four American League teams with a .600 winning percentage. Them, the Guardians, and the Mariners are all 2.5 games back of the Detroit Tigers. We're 40 games into the season. I'm not going to make any grand proclamation about where they stack up. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they stack up right now. What matters is they're winning. It doesn't matter where the Chiefs stack up in the AFC in week four. Right, we're past that as Chiefs fans, aren't we? Even some of you wackos out there, you're past that, aren't you? Right? You trust Patrick Mahomes and Kelce and Jones and Andy Reid enough to say, I'm just going to watch and enjoy greatness. And when the calendar flips to December, that's when I lock in. That's when I want to know my boys are playing their best. It's May 9th. I just want wins. Stay in the race. You know, the goal this season is division title. And you're 2.5 games back of the division leaders. Three of the four best teams in the American League reside in the American League Central. The trade deadline is 2.5 months away. You know this front office is going to be aggressive. You know the owner wants to be aggressive. I have no reason to believe that Cleveland's going to be aggressive. Detroit, okay. I think Detroit will throw haymakers with you going into that trade deadline. Tigers have a fine farm system. The Royals do as well. Right? Jack Caglione could possibly help out down the stretch. So to act as if where they stack up and the tail of the tape in the American League is to act as if it matters on May 9th, it doesn't. This team's going to be very different come August 9th. Even more different maybe in September and October. So all that matters right now, in my opinion, is picking up wins, maintaining a cohesive clubhouse, and staying healthy. And the Royals are 8 games above .500. That's a new high water mark. You watched them out there tonight. That looks like a team all tugging on the same end of the rope. Guys picking one another up. I mean, throughout this game tonight, hitters picking one another up. Pitchers picking the hitters up. Hitters picking the defenders up. So you have a unit that's all tugging on the same end of the rope. And you're, for the most part, pretty healthy, right? We're hoping for good news on Hunter Harvey over the next week. But outside of that, you feel as if the three things that matter, health, camaraderie, and victories, you're doing fairly well in all three facets. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Marshall. He was at the game tonight. Marshall, go ahead.
Vern, how's your heart rate?
I had way too much coffee, and I enjoyed that game way too much, so probably not healthy right now, man.
Yeah. Well,
is that coming across? I'm sorry.
If anybody calls in tonight and is whining about the performance of this team, I'm going to flip a lid. We hear it every night. A couple guys call in, and they have something to nitpick, and it just drives me nuts with this.
I always think
wins.
They're just messing with me. I never know if they really mean it. I think they just like messing with me.
There's no chance that anybody can look at a win like this. I mean, you get through the meat of the bullpen like that with Urseg and Carlos setting them down, and you get into that spot with a guy on second, and you can't get a run home, and you go, oh, no, we've done this a million times. Oh, no, Daniel Lynch is coming out. We're through the meat. How are we going to shut him down? Well, Daniel gives up one, and the bats pick him up. And then you get Steven Cruz out there, who, big human, by the way. What an animal that guy is. And and then Freddie Fermin, I mean, what a story that guy's had in his career. And, you know, I have nothing to complain about. I hope nobody calls in about Jack Caglione tonight. I know we're getting sick of talking about him. I can't wait till he's on the roster, but let's be patient. Also, I heard a rumor that he got thrown out tonight. So, anyway, what a game. What a streak we're on right now. Let's keep it rocking, and thanks for having the show every week, Fern.
Yeah, he was. He was thumb by home plate umpire. When did that happen? Ninth inning of the game tonight as the Northwest Arkansas Naturals fall 5-3. Cags went 1-for-4. Hit his ninth home run of the season, a three-run job. Good night. So he hits a bomb, screams at the – I don't know exactly. All I know is he hit a home run, and yes, he got – thrown out of the game. I could make up a story, but this isn't the 1900s. There's no need to do that. You can certainly find a video. Marshall, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Gibson, who's out in Leawood. Gibson, you're on 96.5. The Fan as the Royals walk off the Red Sox in 12. The final score, 2-1. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought the game was really good. It kind of felt like a playoff game to me. I haven't had that much fun since the Yankees won, but we lost that one. I was wondering how you're feeling about the offense and the pitching staff going into the rest of the season.
Thanks for the phone call. Nice hearing from you, Gibson. Well, as far as the pitching staff, I don't know if I've ever felt better about a pitching staff. Well, I know I haven't felt better about a pitching staff since 2016. And I felt really good about the rotation last year, but you throw in to the mix the bullpen and what they've done so far in 2025. And no, this is the most confident any Royals fan could be in a pitching staff since at least 2016. Maybe you need to go back to 2015. But the rotation tonight, following seven shutout frames from Michael Lorenzen, the Royals rotation now sports a league-best ERA of 2.84. Not only are they the best in the American League as far as ERA, also most innings pitched, most strikeouts, they're just the finest group at all of the junior circuit. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. My game notes following this, the third extra inning win of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. As far as how I feel about the offense, I feel about the offense, you know what, I think it's fair to say, the same way I was hoping I would feel about the offense coming into the season. The only reason I'm there is because of what we've seen from Drew Waters and Michael Garcia. You know, coming into the season, I thought it was going to be on those top four, that they were going to carry the burden much like they did a season ago. But so far, 40 games in, almost a quarter of the way through this sophomore album, and Drew Waters, Michael Garcia, the clutch quality at-bats of Freddie Fermin and Kyle Isbell at the bottom of the lineup have helped come alongside the slow-starting Pasquantino and Jonathan India, really biding them some time early on and joining forces with Bobby and Salvi to create a good enough offensive effort. So as we still have 122 games to play, the Vinny that we've seen since the calendar flipped to May, a Vinny that's batting 325 with a team-leading 24 RBIs, I think we see that continue. Jonathan India, a nice one-out double in the eighth inning. What we've seen from him since the calendar flipped to May. Jonathan hitting 303 with four extra base hits in eight games. I think that's going to continue. And if it does, along with Bobby and Salvi, Garcia, Waters, Fermin, and Isbell, with this pitching staff, this defense, that's good enough. That's good enough to get you to October. No, that's good enough to get you to the trade deadline. It's good enough to keep you in the hunt for the division title until the trade deadline. And then at the trade deadline, you expect J.J. Piccolo and this Royals front office to do their thing. Like they did last year, getting Urseg and Hunter Harvey. Like they did the year before, getting Cole Reagans. So this offense, yeah, I believe this offense is good enough to get you to the end of July. And that's when the reinforcements show up. Joining forces with this great rotation, this outstanding bullpen, and this never-say-die clubhouse. Royals win 2-1. The phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. The number is 913-586-7965. I had Charlotte from Kansas City. She swung by after the game and said, Vern, you got to talk up Freddie Fermin, and I need you to give some love to Lucas Urseg. How can you not, right? Charlotte, I'll be sure to. Freddie Fermin, the only person that's walked off more games in the big leagues since the start of the 2023 season, Randy Arozarena, and that's it. That's the only person that's driven in more walk-off RBI than Freddie Fermin. How about that? The Royals' third walk-off win of the season, Freddie's fourth career walk-off RBI. And Freddie, of course, the other half of tonight's outstanding battery, and it's my pleasure to head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk with Michael Lorenzen, seven shutout innings. Michael, thank you so very much for the time and outstanding effort tonight, and I was joking with the listeners of, man, this little game that you and the rest of the starters have going of whatever you can do, I can do better, man, you're putting Reagans in quite the spot tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, the starters are doing a really good job. The entire pitching staff, honestly, has been doing a really good job. So I feel like we just have a really good process. The coaching staff's been great in kind of guiding us and being there for us. And obviously the catchers, Freddie's done a great job, calling games back there. And, yeah, it's been fun. Can't complain, that's for sure.
How good was your stuff tonight? Because as we entered that fourth inning, it's 10 up, 10 down, and it looked like that guy that threw a no-hitter just a few summers ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming back. I've been searching for this stuff for a while now, and I feel like I've made some adjustments. This coaching staff's done a great job with helping me make some adjustments, and my stuff has been playing up. Even in Baltimore, I loved my stuff. I didn't, obviously you don't love the results there, but you just got to – you got to trust that that stuff's going to play more times than not. And you have to understand that this game, it's a marathon and not a sprint. And if you let a game like Baltimore get to you, even though you had incredible stuff and you felt like you should have come out on top, then I feel like this game, it bleeds into this game. And it bleeds into, me nibbling and me going around. So today, I think the big win was no walks. I came right at them. I filled up the zone with everything that I had, and I trusted my stuff, and I felt like my mind was in a really good spot.
Michael Lorenzen joining us from inside the clubhouse. Is this team stronger than the one that you joined last year after the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely growing, and we're getting better, and, it's the more you play games, when you go to the playoffs together – and you experience that, you develop a certain type of brotherhood that, you feel like you've gone to war with one another, and we're going to New York and we're getting, screamed at and just all that stuff. You go through that together and you go to Baltimore, you're able to beat them. And then this new season starts and we just kind of pick up right where we left off. I just feel like, yeah, you're right. This team is stronger than it was last year, and it's going to continue to grow.
final thing for you. Thank you again for the time. What's happening inside that clubhouse that we don't get to see? What's impressing you most about this bunch in this 40-game start?
We just believe in one another. I think that's a big deal. When you have a belief in each guy on that field, that each guy there's every guy in this clubhouse is here for the right reasons. And that's a big deal. And I think that's one thing when you look at older rosters that were successful here in Kansas City, they get guys that are going to be here and be in the clubhouse for the right reasons. And that's to win baseball games. And it's to show up and get better each and every day. Whether you're having success or not, if you're not having success, you're showing up to make adjustments and get better because you love to. Like that's just what we love to do. We love to show up. We love to work. We love to play the game of baseball. I think each guy is obsessed with the game of baseball. There's nothing that we'd rather be doing. And I think you don't get that in a lot of other clubhouses. I think you get a bunch of guys that would actually rather do other stuff. And in this clubhouse, it's full of just baseball players. And so that's, you know, when you have a clubhouse full of baseball players, we all go out and play the game the right way. We play hard and we trust in one another.
He is our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. 7 shutout innings from Michael Lorenzen. He gave the 30,000 a show tonight. Michael, it was a pleasure watching you. Get back in there and enjoy this victory, man. Thank you very much.
Right on. Appreciate it. God bless.
Right back at you. His 8th start of the season, his 4th quality start, giving the Royals their major league leading 20th quality start of 2025. For being named the player of the game, Michael will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Lorenzen's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Lorenzen, who has to just love Kauffman Stadium. Look at his numbers. Lifetime at the K, he owns an ERA of 1.98. It's across 9 appearances. Opponents are hitting right at the Mendoza line when taking on Lorenzen here at the K. Oh, that's cool. Man, he was outstanding. They've all been outstanding this season. You don't have the best rotation in the American League if you have someone dragging. They're all stars right now. All of them. Bubich, Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Lorenzen. Take your pick. They're studs. Let's go to Henry in Kansas City. Henry, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Rolls playing home. Yeah, Bird, I just want to talk about, I feel the energy in the building was amazing tonight. The bullpen, you know, they're getting it figured out. Anyone that talked bad about this team, they're out of their mind right now. I mean, they're playing some really good baseball. They're the hottest team in the league. And I think, you know, like you said earlier, 40 games into the season, but it's looking bright. You know, can't make big predictions, but I think the key to the bullpen was they got some really good energy from the crowd tonight, and they just had the Red Sox figured out that, you know, pitching staff's doing a really good job.
Thanks for the phone call, Henry. Yeah, I'm with you that it's not wise to make big predictions, but you can have bold expectations. Right, the first caller the second caller, who knows what that first dude was on. But when the second caller's asking, what do you see? Where do they stack up? Tell me about the American League and the tail of the tape. While I dismissed that and thought that was a fool's errand to run through all that, because it is silly to make big predictions, but I can sit here and boldly expect the Royals to win the division. To get to no worse than where they were a season ago, and that is the ALDS. So going back to that caller, sure, yeah, the Royals coming into the season were expected to be one of the 5-6 best teams in the American League and find their way back to October. That is unchanged. Are they the best in the American League, the second best, third or fourth? It really doesn't matter. Just get to October. Ideally, win your division, get some home games. Yeah, no doubt. But that'll all be decided. And it'll likely be decided on the field between those two teams. You'll see Detroit coming up again at the end of this month. And then 6 times in the course of a week and a half at the end of August. See Cleveland again at the end of July. And then a series in Ohio in the first week of September. I want the Royals playing their best at the end of August, right? Handle Detroit, go to Cleveland, win that series, and have that momentum carry you into October. You know, we can make all the plans we want. We did last year. And then you remember what happened in Houston with Vinny Pasquantino at first base. Now, you appreciate this right now. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? When you've won 16 of 18, a stretch that we haven't seen in Kansas City in 47 years, man, you just ride it. You don't question it. You don't second guess it. You don't nitpick it. You ride the wave and enjoy it. And I know the 30,000 in the building tonight enjoyed it. If you were here, I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. We'll take our first quick timeout. If you're on hold, stay right there. We're going right back to the calls after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 1-0 pitch. Vermeen drives it into left center field. Game over. Freddie Vermeen wins the marathon for the Royals. A base hit into left center field. Michael Massey scores. Royals 2. Red Sox 1. The final in 12. And it's a party behind the second base bag. Everybody's out of the first base dugout. And Freddie Vermeen is tonight's hero.
He's been the hero quite a bit this season. Freddie hitting an even 300 over his past month of baseball. Royals win in 12. They've now won 10 of the last 11, 16 of 18, and a season high, 7 straight. The walk-off from Freddie Ballgame, as Dave Holtzman puts it on Twitter. Freddie Ballgame, calls game. And that is our MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with the tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Seeing a lot of people on the text line, a lot of smart people on the text line saying, Vern, you better hurry up and give some flowers to Kevin Biggio for getting that sacrifice bunt down in the 12th. No doubt about it, a 92-mile-per-hour sinker that was about a good two or three balls in off the plate. I mean, it came right at him. He's square. It. I don't know if it hit him as well as hitting the bat, but he somehow got that thing down. Just a great job advancing Massey to third, and Freddie Fermin drives him in as Freddie there in the 12th gets a 1-0 cutter up in the zone, and he roasts it to left center field, 105 miles per hour. The second run comes in to score, and the Royals improve to 8-2 this season in one-run games. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to Geno in Overland Park. Geno, you're on 96.5
no,
The Fan.
It's Geno.
Oh, Geno. Okay, well,
Geno.
It's spelled Geno.
Okay.
Yes, Geno. Go ahead, brother.
I heard the first caller, and in the last couple of minutes, I've forgotten his name, but I immediately burst out laughing when the guy called. And your reaction to him was so dismissive and funny. And that was the kind of guy that would have, if he was alive in the late 20s, would have complained that Babe Ruth was a lousy bunter. And I want to tell that guy, and again, I wish I hadn't triggered this. I want to tell that guy, look, guy, if you're still listening to the program, that's the reason your last four wives left you, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So, but the comment I wanted to make was that I'm old enough to remember 47 years ago, and I believe the Royals won 24 of 25 at that time.
Holy
cow. And this is just a wonderful, enjoyable winning streak. In the late 70s, for those few who are listening who are around then, it was really great spending your summers, and you'd open the newspaper when that was a thing, and you'd listen to the Royals on radio primarily because they weren't on TV much. And you'd open the paper, and it would be July, and the Royals would be 10.5 games in front. And it was such a fun, great, comfortable feeling. And being a Royals fan was such a joy. And you had all of those stars on the team. There were just so many great, great players. And it was really just a ton of fun. And this is, I think we should all be so happy and so grateful and just ride this thing. And I was wondering if you're enough of a historian. It reminded me, because the team wasn't hitting earlier. And I got to thinking, could this team do it even if we didn't have much hitting? And it reminded me of a team that got close to winning a World Series. There was a team in the early 60s. It was the Chicago White Sox. And I think Tommy John might have been on that team, but I'm not sure. And they were called the Hitless Wonders. And I think they were around 1960 or the early 60s. And they won every game that they won 1-0 or 2-1. Do you remember knowing of that team? They were kind of famous for not hitting and still being a great team. Do you remember that?
No, but you've given me some homework. I like it. No, I don't,
yeah,
Geno, unfortunately.
Vernon, it just made me wonder. I'll let you go here. But it made me wonder whether the Royals, even if they don't hit a lot, if this team is so good, this pitching staff, that maybe we can win a lot of 3-2 and 2-0 games, enough of them to make the playoffs and go far. Thanks. Hey, I love you, Vern. You're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Geno, thank you very much. It's certainly a question worth posing. And I know you don't want to either. I hope we don't have to find out if this team can consistently win on the backs of an all-time rotation and a pretty gnarly bullpen as well. Royals are 22-3 this season when they hold the opponents below 4 runs, which goes to what Geno's talking about. You know, and you said it, Geno, you just ride it. A wave like this, a stretch like this, you just sit back and ride the wave and hope it continues into tomorrow, which, by the way, if you were one of the 30,000 in the building tonight, I understand it might be tough to get back out here tomorrow. But there's no way there's a better pitching matchup in the sport tomorrow than the one we have in store for us here at Kauffman Stadium. Two of the finest lefties on the planet, Cole Reagans and Garrett Crochet, square off. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 5 o'clock. You know, your question of can this team win a bunch without much offense? It's a fair question and maybe something that we'll have to really ruminate on moving forward. But 40 games into the season, and Geno, you know this, especially if you're citing the 1960s White Sox and you remember the 78 Royals, you know this better than me. There's a long way to go. A long way to go for these starting pitchers. The Royals were remarkably healthy. I mean, jaw-droppingly healthy last year when it came to the rotation, right? You missed Alec Marsh for a few starts early. Michael Wacha had the issue with the foot. But outside of that, you know, outside of what, maybe four or five starts, your rotation took the ball every fifth day. It's tough to do. They're equipped to do it. You know, Reagans, Lugo, Wacha, Lorenzen, they want it. They've trained for this. Bubic is putting up numbers better than all of them, and he wants it. No innings limit that we need to worry about, certainly here in the first half of the season when it comes to Bubic. So, yeah, it certainly feels as if this group is capable of carrying the team for a majority of these 6 months or 5 months that still remain. But like you, Gino, I'm hoping that they don't have to. I'm hoping that the offense, an offense that is, you know, averaging more than four runs a game since the calendar flipped to May, hoping that that offense continues. Royals win today 2-1 in 12 innings as they walk off the Red Sox for their seventh straight victory. Let's go to Kenny in Kansas City. Kenny, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Get the cooler out of the truck.
Come on, get the cooler out. I'm trying to talk to Vern.
Hey, Vern, I just left Kauffman, and it was quite the experience being out there. These boys are resilient, and it's showing. They've taken on a clear next-man-up mentality. There's no giving up. The bullpen is impenetrable, and the boys are looking to win in October. It's clear. The fans are ready.
Oh, that's a terrific phone call, Kenny, from your focus being on the cooler to flip the switch like that. Way to go. Way to stay locked in.
Hey. We got to do what we got to do out here.
No doubt. Hey, you fit right in with the team, man. Whatever's thrown at you, you're ready for it, and you respond accordingly. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jake in Topeka. He's next up on the post-game show as the Royals improve to 8 games above 500 for the first time this season. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Bert, how's it going? You know, you brought up the people calling up have brought up a lot of points. You know, you brought up 2.84 best ERA in baseball. Last three games, you know, the starting pitching over the last 21 innings of starting pitching, zero runs. I believe it's last 27 two-thirds innings, one earned run. I believe that was to Seth Lugo. We know that right now there is no problem with the starting pitching and the bullpen. It's phenomenal. I wouldn't touch a thing. We have good things going down in AAA as well. And kind of going back to Gino's point, you know, he asked you, do you think that we can get away with these 3-2 wins, et cetera? You know, my dad always told me growing up, I'm 27 years old, I watch the Royals all the time, if you lose a game 1-0, well, you know what, you probably didn't deserve to win the game anyway. Right now, the Royals have a run differential of plus 17. Not great, but, you know, we'll take it, especially with how awesome the starting pitching has been. But also, Graham, we just had 4-game series against the White Sox, you know, won one game 10-0, so take that as you will. So rounding that all out, my question to you is, you brought up earlier in the show, you know, mid-season, bringing in the reinforcements, the trade deadline. Let's fast forward a little bit. Let's say we're in the same position we're in right now. Maybe not even this high. Let's say even just around 500, but we're in the race. We're in the race for the pennant, for the playoffs. In my opinion, you got to probably add another bat in that lineup, even though the bats are heating up right now. What bat, what player in Major League Baseball do you think the Royals need on this team in powder blue to really make a difference, kind of like how we did in 2015 when we brought in Ben Zobrist?
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, again, you know, the hypothetical that you lay out there, it sounds so wild. You know, hey, let's fast forward real quick. What does this team need? Well, you know, fast forwarding to the end of July is 50, 60 games. Is the rotation healthy? Are they still rolling? Is the bullpen healthy? What does the offense look like? I mean, there's just no guarantee that, you know, Michael Garcia is still hitting 350 at the end of July. That Drew Waters is the spark plug that he's been over the past month. I mean, as far as the names out there, man, you can go to any website on any of the boring sports network websites that they all have the same list. I mean, if you want me just to regurgitate the good players on the three crappy teams, I can do that. But to me, it's just kind of a tired conversation because I could answer it today and have a completely different answer next week and an even different answer after the week after that. I mean, I think MLB.com and ESPN.com, I think they both just came out of, too early to tell, but here are the guys that, here's who this guy should go after. Who's here? Luis Robert of the Chicago White Sox. We know the Rockies stink. We know the Marlins stink. Who else? Who else is out of it? Who else is looking to sell right now? I saw Jim Bowden, he tried to, who did he link the Royals to? And it wasn't even linked. It's just, pulling it straight out of his backside. The reason why I have this attitude, I'm sorry to be negative about it, but I didn't hear anybody saying, you know who the Royals should go get in 2023? Cole Reagans. Man, he's the guy. I didn't hear one person from the best reporter in the world, who, by the way, was in the building tonight. Shout out Jeff Passan. To the lowest reporter on the totem pole, me. From the best to the worst, I didn't hear anybody say, you know who the guy to go get this year is? It's Cole Reagans. Last year, when we all knew the Royals needed relief help, we all did. Everyone knew the Royals didn't have a closer. I didn't hear anybody say, you know who is the go-to guy? You know who the prize of this year's deadline is going to be? Lucas Ursek. Hunter Harvey. So you know what? J.J. Piccolo, do your thing. Go find the Hunter Harvey, or go find the Lucas Ursek that's getting some run somewhere, but not necessarily the type of run that you believe, if he received here in Kansas City, maybe would go to another level. Go find the hitting version of Cole Reagans. Appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. I promise it was such a great phone call, man. You knew your stats, Jake. That was great, man. I hope to hear from you more often as the season goes on. But I'm asked that question every single night. Who should they go get? You're not getting anybody on May 9th. And you're probably not going to get anybody on May 29th. Maybe we'll get to June and we can start having that conversation. But right now, why are you trying to change anything that's happening inside that clubhouse? We all know there will be changes. They all know there will be changes. But I don't want anything to change right now because they can't stop winning. Listen, I'm the biggest nerd there is. I love fantasy baseball. I like Excel spreadsheets. I like numbers. I like it all. But this game has a pulse. The Joe Torre quote of, yeah, they make a lot of money, but it's blood that runs through their veins. The clubhouse is a living, breathing thing. You better be darn sure prior to making a move that you're not going to upset the apple cart inside that clubhouse. For as much as I've sat here and said, hey, Luis Robert would look fun running around that Royals outfield, the only problem is I don't know if he loves baseball, and I'm not trying to bring somebody that doesn't love baseball into that clubhouse. Now, as I say that, I'm thinking about where Luis Robert came from and what he did to get here, and yeah, you have to love baseball, sure, to go through all that, so. But does he love the work? Is winning the main thing? Because inside that clubhouse, man, winning is the main thing, and that's been fairly obvious in this run. The best run we've seen in Kansas City since 1978. I apologize if I was dismissive, but throwing out names right now is such a fruitless exercise because, as we've learned, keep in mind, it was 2 weeks ago. When was that series with Detroit? The series in Detroit. Three Fridays ago. Yeah, I was on the air telling everyone, because the Royals were in the middle of that six-game losing streak, I'm saying, hey, man, things change quickly in this game. You know, by this time next week, the Royals could be the hottest team in baseball. And I was clowned on the text line, on Twitter, and by a few people on the post-game show. Clowned. For what are you talking about? Things change. This team stinks. This guy stinks. I'm bailing on that dude. And here we are 3 weeks later, and the Royals have lost three times since then. I want to believe that the good times are going to roll all the way until October, but I know another rough patch is coming. What's set on that rough patch? Poor pitching? An injury? Another offensive slump? You know, depending on the answer to that question, it completely changes my answer to your question. So really appreciate the phone call, but trade deadline targets, let's wait until June. I prefer to wait until June. Let's go to Dwayne down in Florida. Dwayne, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. I haven't called one of these shows since Ryan and Denny used to take phone calls during rain delays. I don't know if you remember that at all.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That used to happen?
Yeah, that
happened. Oh, my goodness.
And when I called in, I think I was talking to him about Carlos Beltran. So it's been that long.
Oh, my God. How quick did they take that out of their contracts? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, that, I'm sure they enjoyed it. Go ahead.
But anyway, I don't, particularly like people trying to criticize this, like you're saying. You know, they can't criticize it. They have to remember there's been a lot of years that the Royals have been out of the playoffs by the end of May or May 9th.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, they were gone. They were done by this point.
Yeah, exactly.
I was screaming and crying, and oh, it was awful.
And I've been to Red Sox games where it was 7-0 before I found my seat. You know,
believe it.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, you know, so we are forever Royal, you know, down here in Florida. I mean, I think my mom and I got so excited here in this game tonight that everybody.
Where you at in Florida,
little,
Dwayne? Where you at?
We live on the Space Coast. We live six miles from where they launched the rockets.
Oh, how cool is that?
So, last week, we drove over to Tampa Bay, and we were there Thursday to watch the Royals win that game and sweep that series. So,
my
mom's Mother's Day present. You know, we wore Royals gear, and we were in a big section of Royals lovers. I mean, there was a lot of us there. Probably more Royals fans than Rays fans, but
yeah, wow.
You know, they have to remember that there's a lot of years that we didn't have nothing to cheer about in May. You know,
yeah,
so they just can't criticize two runs in a game. It don't matter. We only gave up one run. Can't be happy about that. You know,
right. Right. It's a game of failure, and you know that. Hey, Dwayne, you're a good man. Way to take care of mom, and glad you're able to cheer on the boys, and both in person and from afar, man. Don't be a stranger. Hope to hear from you more often.
Okay. Real good. Keep up the good work.
Hey, appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you and gives me an opportunity to remind you, if you're ever out of town, you can listen to the postgame show right on your phone. Just use that Odyssey app. Now, you can criticize players in the team if you choose to. Just wait until a loss. Criticizing the boys during a seven-game winning streak in a game that is steeped in failure. I've screamed at plenty of people about it in the past. If you can't appreciate a time like this, man, maybe baseball isn't for you. Because you're never going to be happy. And I see the text line talking about the base running. Yeah, we all want a perfect team and a perfect game. That hardly ever happens. I mean, you're lucky to see one perfect game in your life. And as far as a team is concerned, you're lucky to see half a dozen well-rounded, perfect games in a calendar year. So a game like this, a game like we saw yesterday, that 10-0 drubbing of the White Sox, man, you take it, you enjoy it until the next one starts, and then you get locked in and hope for the best. And the best is what we're receiving seemingly on a nightly basis. Hey, how about Dustin Pedroia in the building tonight? I didn't hear what they were talking about on television, but the former American League MVP and one of the boyhood idols of Bobby Witt Jr. was in the building, the former Red Sox great. I don't know if he works for Boston. Maybe he was, if you guys could let me know, what was the story? Why was Petey in the building? I always find it cool how, at times, unrecognizable great baseball players, all-star baseball players are. I mean, yesterday during Kids Day at the K, I'm sitting here in my booth and I watch Jonathan India arrive at the ballpark and Carlos Estevez and Michael Walken. These guys are walking in, you know, bumping elbows with the fans, and you know, the average fan is just oblivious that they'll be cheering on that guy that just walked right by him. Oblivious that you were sitting next to a borderline Hall of Famer at Dustin Pedroia. That was pretty cool. Glad he was here to watch Bobby and the boys get nice. Royals win in 12-1, the final score. I know we're late for a break, but Josh in Overland Park's been holding for a while. Josh, I appreciate your patience, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Vern. First-time caller, long-time listener. You do great. Thanks for everything you do. A couple things for you. Is this the best pitching staff in baseball, starting pitching and bullpen combined, or if it's not in baseball, maybe the American League? And do we just leave Freddie Fermin where he's at and keep Salvi at first base? He's a great defender, and obviously he's batting 300 in the last month. I will listen to the rest off the air. Thanks so much.
I appreciate the phone call. You know, the thing is with Freddie, we saw it last year, right? The guy hit 300 for a majority of the season, and then towards the tail end of the 2024 campaign, he started to nosedive somewhat, whether that was because he was being overexposed, right? Vinny was out, so Salvi was at first base. You know, Freddie was behind the dish more often. Or was he just tiring after the longest season of his professional career? I'm sure it was a combination of both, and I know Freddie worked incredibly hard this offseason to make sure he's at his best come September and October. I maintain, there's no point. The DH is going to continue to bounce around. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, India, you know, Mark Canna. Yeah. I don't see them saying, Vinny, you're the everyday DH, so we can have Freddie Fermin behind the dish. And also, if you do that, that means you're also going to punt on that speedster off the bench. Because if you have Salvi as your everyday first baseman and Freddie as your everyday catcher, well, then you need to keep Luke Maley on the team, I think. I think you need to keep a third catcher. And in keeping a third catcher, there's no Dairon Blanco, there's no Tyler Tolbert, there's no automatic stolen base late in these close games that we're talking about. The Royals are more than likely going to find themselves quite often in. You know, I mentioned to the caller that was asking about trade acquisitions, I mentioned that goofball Jim Bowden, the former general manager, is now on MLB Network Radio. His thought, I couldn't remember who he wanted the Royals to acquire. His thought was Royals acquire Jorge Soler from the Angels. Soler, of course, a DH. I guess he can run around in the corner outfield spots, but he's a DH. He can hit bombs. Would I take him on the team? Sure. Do I think he's the fit? Do I think he fits a Mac Cutrero team? I do not. But who knows? We'll see. I know he has a great relationship with Salvi and a number of others within this organization. But, So there's another name for if you want to hope and pray that Jorge Soler returns to Kansas City. Because I remember a lot of you hoping and praying that they would get rid of him. They did, and then he went on to win the World Series MVP. How wild was that? 913-586-7965. I'm very late for a break. Probably going to get in trouble, but whatever. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Pitch to Vinny is on the way. Ground ball into right field. The game is tied. Bobby Witt around second. Now he hits the brakes. A 1-1 tie. Vinny Pasquantino rolled it sharply through the drawn-in infield.
Yeah, great job by Vinny. Questionable move there by Garrett Whitlock and the Red Sox catcher. Remember the 11th inning? Royals at this time are down 1-0. First pitch of the bottom of the 11th is a wild pitch uncorked by a terrific righty reliever for the Red Sox, Garrett Whitlock. So a first pitch, wild pitch, and Drew Waters finds himself on third with nobody out. Bobby Witt Jr. then is basically intentionally walked. So first and third with nobody out. The first pitch to Vinny, he fouls it off down the third base side into foul territory and ultimately into the crowd. Whitlock, the reliever, sprinted nearly to the fence, right, just in front of his own dugout. Sprints over there as if he's going to make the play on a foul ball that was 3, 5, 7 rows deep into the stands. So he's winded, right? And he's walking back to the mound, crosses the foul line, steps into the diamond, and the pitch clock starts, so he needs to pick it up a little bit. He gets up on the bump. Very next pitch to Vinny. It's a changeup out over the dish, and Vinny roasts it through the right side into right field, plating Drew Waters, tying the game up at 1. In the 12th, Daniel Lynch would retire the first batter he faced, and then Steven Cruz needs 8 pitches to get the next 2 batters, retiring Abraham Toro, getting him to swing through a slider. A 7-pitch battle leaves that placed runner at second base. We go to the bottom of the 12th. Michael Massey on second. Kevin Biggio somehow gets that bunt down. And then Freddie Fermin walks it off. His 4th walk-off hit since 2023. Only Randy Arozarena has more in the big leagues. Royals win in 12-1, the final score. Let's go to George in Raymore. George, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, What's up, Doug? I appreciate all just the honest feedback day in and night out, man. Like, thank you very much.
But hey,
can
it's
we just
pleasure.
Talk about like
it.
The mental health of the team? When you get in someone's head, can we talk about like Garcia standing up at the plate and they throw him a wild pitch where Garcia is able to show that he is a professional standing at the plate, being willing to stand in the moment and say, I want to be able to perform at a professional level. We are showing the country that in Kansas City, you can have a professional team who is more focused on the day in and day out things and the mental health of the game, understanding this is a marathon, not a race. Man, Vern, I just appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, that's well said, George. And if you were listening, thanks for the phone call. If you missed it earlier, Michael Lorenzen was nice enough to call into the postgame show after he spins 7 shutout innings. I feel like this whole show should be about him, and I feel that way every night about the starting pitcher. 7 shutout innings. He didn't walk a batter. He gave up 3 hits, and that's it. And one of them, you know, was a hard ground ball right back at him that he almost made a beautiful behind-the-back pick. But instead, he cost himself. If he would have let that thing go, Bobby would have, certainly fielded it and made a good throw to first for the out. So honestly, you can make a case that that's a 2-hit, 7-inning performance tonight from Michael Lorenzen. But my point was, he called in earlier and said exactly what you're pointing out there. You know, these guys didn't get down during the 6-game losing streak. They're focused on winning. It's we before me, right? It's the team before me. Yeah, they're in a great place right now. 913-586-7965. Royals have won 7 straight, and they have the best home record in all of Major League Baseball. The boys are 16-5 at the K in 25. Let's go to Jordan in Eureka Springs. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, how you doing, man? Love your
stuff. Great, buddy. How are you?
Caller. Doing good. Man, I kind of felt compelled a little bit here to call here tonight because nice. Early on in the show, it was interesting hearing some of the callers and kind of what their mindset was. The team, you know, it's been a while since we've watched some really meaningful baseball like this here in the last few years. Just wanted to, you know, shout out to the boys, like just the grind, you know, going through that stretch here, you know, the 10 game away road to, you know, trip,
right.
Going 2-8 and bouncing back from that, just off, you know, but just,
and the way that it ended,
that.
You know,
absolutely.
Jordan, the way it ended, you beat Tarek Skubal, and that's really been the launching pad.
Coming right back and, you know, just getting right back on track. Like, this team is just so much fun to watch. It's such a joy to put on every single day. And you know, kind of wanted to talk about with, you know, Lorenzen. You know, you had mentioned, you know, he mentioned in that interview, you know, just coming back and saying that, you know, the guys that we've got here just love to come to the ballpark and play every single day. You know, kind of shooting this thing over to you and to Q, you know, what are Q and JJ looking at when they're bringing guys in? You know, I love the caller saying, you know, hey, let's go out and get an acquisition. But, man, these guys in this ball club seem to kind of got what it takes right now. And just kind of curious what your thoughts are on, you know, what Q, what JJ are looking for whenever they're bringing guys in. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it's a good question. And again, you know, it makes me go back to the name that I fancied. You know, I would throw Luis Robert's name out there. But you know what? I'm not going to trash him because, you know, a guy like Luis Robert steps into this Royals clubhouse. You're going to act like you're too cool for Salvi? No, you fall in line when you're a teammate with Salvador Perez. You know, Luis Robert's an outstanding 5-tool talent, but he isn't Bobby Witt Jr. You walk into that clubhouse and you watch the humility, the work ethic of Bobby Witt Jr., man, you better fall in line. So to answer your question, listen, I don't think they're going to bring in a me-first, to-be free agent that's only focused on his numbers. No. But I don't think many winning teams are searching for that selfish ball player. Again, as far as the position, the need that the Royals could have come the end of July, that's to be determined. But as I look in that clubhouse, just kind of looking at my score sheet tonight, you know, it's a bunch of nice guys. I don't say that with any negative tone in my voice, even though you do want someone that's ready to throw if the time comes. And I think Jonathan India's got a little bit of that dirtbag nature to him. Michael Garcia, I think I want him to rein in his emotions, but I think if something pops off, Mikey's ready to go. You know, what are the Royals looking to bring in? Yeah, guys that are going to hop aboard, tug on the same end of the rope. I don't really have anything profound to say to that. You know, Matt Quatrero is looking for a guy that is team first. You better be willing to bounce around the field unless you're Bobby. Unless you're the best at your position, you better be malleable. You better put the team first or else you're not going to last here. And that, to me, is how we're going to remember the month of April. You know, in the middle of it, you thought it was going to be remembered for the offensive funk that the team found itself in, but come the end of this season, I think we'll look back at April and say, boy, a tight-knit group became even tighter. Right? It was us against the world when the season started, and boy, we blocked everybody out through those first 30 games. Think about it. Who in that clubhouse hasn't contributed to a big win? Like, who on the team is yet to feel as if they're a key cog on this team? I mean, all 26 of them have had a big moment or two. Furthermore, how many of the guys have disappointed? Not you, disappointed themselves, fallen short of their own expectations, and yet have been picked up by a teammate? Their own personal shortcomings have been offset by the collective. Vinny, India, you know, a few relievers when they have their occasional hiccup, another reliever picks them up, and a defender picks them up, a hitter picks them up. You know, Vinny was nice enough to call into the show last night, and he said, you know, even when the fans wanted to run us out of town, we didn't. You know, when the fans wanted our heads on a platter, we weren't turning on each other inside this clubhouse. I always remember Vinny talking this offseason about the importance of a tight-knit clubhouse, and he was asked, why is it so important? And Vinny's response was, because when I go 0-for-4, I know my teammates don't want to kill me. Right? When I leave 12 men on base in one night, I know my teammates don't want to kill me because they know the work that I put in, how much I care, how much I love this sport, how much I love my teammates, and how we're all working for the same goal, a division title, a return trip to October, and to win the whole darn thing. So you're not going to bring anybody in that's going to disrupt that. That's going to spit in the face of the, it's us 26 against everybody. I've been around a lot of Royals teams, and most of them are predominantly good dudes. And this one's certainly no different. 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. It's also our text line number. So many good texts coming in. Jake in KCK says, Vern, how does a comeback win in extra innings against a above 500 team not inspire confidence in everyone? Boy, Vern, this team is tough as nails. Signed, Jake in KCK. Producer Blake writing in that the boys are playing some ball, and he's given some love to Kevin Biggio. A lot of love to Kevin Biggio on the text line for that incredible bunt in the 12th inning. We'll get back to the text line in a moment. But first, let's go to Blue Springs and talk with Jordan. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Vern. Good evening. Took my 7-year-old and 6-year-old son to the game yesterday for school day. And they enjoyed watching all the experiments and things, but they definitely enjoyed that 10-0 whooping we put on the White Sox.
For sure.
So tonight, for the first time ever, they asked me to turn on the baseball game. And they were locked in, and I'm sure they were excited to stay up late, too.
But, how old are they?
7 and 6.
Oh, nice. Okay, so yeah. You got them early then. Okay, that's awesome. Great
so,
job.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have probably picked a better couple of games to
no doubt
to get them hooked on some baseball. So wanted to shout out my appreciation to the guys for all the work they do to make this a special time for Royals baseball. And if and when the Royals build a new stadium, I hope they build the whole thing out of Brian Sweeney, because what he's done with this staff is remarkable. And just been a pleasure to watch, and I hope the ride keeps going. So have a great weekend. Have a good night.
Oh, that's hilarious. Jordan, thanks for the phone call. That's well said. Look at that bullpen, man. You know, just look at the guys that came in tonight. John Schreiber. He puts up a zero. He's put up a zero now in 13 of his last 14 appearances. He hands the ball off to Lucas Erceg. Erceg, his first four-out appearance of 2025. His ninth straight scoreless outing. Lucas Erceg has an ERA of 0.54. Carlos Estevez then came in. Estevez pitched the 10th, a 1-2-3 10th inning, his fifth 3-up, 3-down performance of the season. Daniel Lynch comes in the 11th. He allows an unearned run. So Daniel Lynch, 14th time in 16 appearances, he's held the opponents without an earned run. Lynch has an ERA of 0.96. And then Steven Cruz comes in for the final two outs of this one. Cruz is yet to allow a run this season. 10 2/3 innings, 0.00. He's allowed a grand total of 7 base runners. Tony from Salina on the text line. Man, it was nice meeting you. Thanks for swinging by the booth, Tony. Let's go to Matthew in Overland Park. Matthew, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? It's Roland Park, long-time follower, nightly listener. I actually called back in on Tuesday. I told you it was my first game of the year, and it was actually my first walk-off I've ever seen. And,
wow. You
know, I get, you know, that was the Sox, whatever. Everyone's saying, all right, can we do it to a good team? Being out there tonight, in watching that game and just knowing we're going to take this, I'm telling you, it's a different feeling. It's what I told you on Tuesday, and it still feels that way. It was magnified tonight, Firework Friday, big old crowd at the K. You know, I just feel so happy about this ball club. And again, we find ways to win in close games, and that is the mark of a good ball club, Vern. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well said. Royals 8-2 this season in one-run games, and now 8 games above 500 for the first time this season. The record is 24-16. That's an identical mark to what they had last year at this time. Matt in Arizona writes in on the text line, Vern, it seems like a good night to quote Nuke Lelouch. Vern, I love win, man. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing. I'm with you, Matt. Royals are doing a lot of winning right now. And yeah, it's a lot better than losing. Justin in Oklahoma City, man, I hope I get a chance to see you tomorrow at the game. Logan in Raytown writes in, Vern, Carlos Estevez is, he's our closer. like Greg Holland was in 2014. Yeah, the eighth inning pitcher might be better, like Wade Davis and Lucas Erceg, but Estevez, like Holland, the guy knows how to close out a game. Signed, Logan in Raytown. Logan, I'm with you. It's Erceg is capable, no doubt about it. But Estevez is doing the job. Did the job tonight. Three up, three down, with a punch out. Nice hearing from you, Logan. Keep those texts coming in. 913-586-7965. Justine and Gladstone got a home in time to watch the walk-off from Freddie. Justine, nice to have you back in the Show Me State. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I think the Royals have the best starting pitching in baseball, one through five, and the bullpen probably too. And if they can get a bat at the trading deadline, they'll be hard to beat. And I also think that with our starting pitching, we're going to have a chance to win every game.
No doubt about it. Thanks for the phone call. Good stuff, Mike. Yeah, man, listen, you've won seven in a row, and now you're handing the ball tomorrow to maybe the best left-hander on the planet. And then the day after that, you're going to hand the ball to the runner-up for last year's American League Cy Young Award. And then the day after that, you're going to hand the ball to Michael Wacha, who the nerds tell me is one of the 15 best pitchers in the sport this season. And nerds, I don't mean like my buddies. I mean FanGraphs and StatCast and the metrics say that Michael Wacha and Chris Bubich are two of the 20 best pitchers in the sport. They're your number three and number four pitchers. Your number five just spun seven scoreless frames. Since being acquired last year, Michael Lorenzen has an ERA with the Royals of 2.8. He's allowed three earned runs or fewer in 13 of his 15 games in Royal Blue. One earned run or fewer in 10 of his 15 games as a member of this Royals organization. He's been outstanding. The win today, tonight, the win went to Steven Cruz. Congratulations to him, his first big league W. Scott in Phoenix writes in that this one tonight definitely had a playoff atmosphere. Yeah, well, 30,000 in the building, and I had a chance to see something I don't see very often, or at least I haven't seen very often, at least since Lorenzo Cain and Eric Hosmer left town. And what I saw tonight from my perch up in the press box was the little kid screams, play ball. Michael Lorenzen throws the first pitch, and I look out over the crown vision, and I see cars still getting off 70 coming to Kauffman Stadium. I see the off-ramp is starting to get backed up a little bit. Game's already underway, and we have a late-arriving crowd. It was already a pretty nice crowd at first pitch, but you could see, oh, there are thousands more still waiting to get in. Oh, this is going to be jumping tonight. Now, that was almost every night back in 15 and 16 where you would see that off-ramp over the center field wall. You would see it backed up at first pitch. Boy, that was nice to see. Very nice to see tonight. Also, nice to see the City Connect uniforms. Royals are a perfect 3-0 in those unis this season. 3-0 this season, and they've won 17 of the last 20 when they're donning those beautiful duds. All right, let's go to Steven in KCK. Steven, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, Vernon, we're 16-1 when scoring four runs, my favorite stat of all time. Listen, you know, we don't get too many of these two-hour post games. We only get 15 of them during the Chiefs, and hopefully we can get another 30 or 40. I forgot how much fun this is. You know, just we need to start playing just small ball, honestly. I mean, I know the metrics don't like it.
How early are you talking? How early you want to see those bunts?
I want to see bunts in the third or fourth or the fifth inning. When you walk on that field, you know that there's a 95%, 90 to 95% chance that you're going to win if you score four runs. I mean, this is the territory we were in 14 and 15. To borrow Reverend Chester, one of our best callers, you know, I'm thankful for everything we get. Just let these guys do what they do. Hit line, don't hit pop-ups, hit line drives, bunts, steals. Let's go crazy with it. Let's go crazy with small ball. Let's go nuts with this. Don't put any pressure on to win division. I remember we got to game seven of a World Series in a wild card, and if Salvi hits it a couple inches different on the barrel, we're walking off with another World Series, or Gordon comes in the third. But if we just keep this, these guys are going to write their own story. We're going to have Jack. We're going to go toe-to-toe with the Yankees, just like in 1980. Every year we come up short, and then finally we blew them out, and the world is shocked when we take down the Yankees. Mark my words. I don't want to put any pressure on these kids. If you're listening to me right now, you write your own story. You don't have to win a division. You don't have to do anything. Just go out there, play the best you can possibly, score as many runs, keep the line moving, score as many runs as possible. Don't back off. Don't, you know, the people will come. The stadium will fill to the brim every single day. You keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I'm just thrilled. Let's have a 2-hour pregame 30 more times this year. Thank you, Vern.
Hey, Steven, it's man, you know, I thought Drew Waters has done a 180. Terrific phone call. So many good points, and I'm pretty sure they were shouting out Prince as well with the "Let's go crazy, let's get nuts," man. I love the weave, the weave that you just pulled off there. But hey, I can't argue with the small ball point that he makes, and I don't think you can argue with him either. You know what it sounds like Steven saying is something that I guess the Royals had a way to bully the opposition last year, but man, you're a much bigger bully on the block this year. Meaning, you know, and Steven brought it up, talking about that 2014 team, the 2015 team. Those champions had a way of bullying the opposition, of getting in the opponent's head before the game even started. Or very early on in the game, you would infiltrate their brain. And the way that they would do that is by scoring, right? You score one run. What did Steven say? Third or fourth is when he wants to see the guys start squaring to bunt. In those championship years, if the Royals got ahead 1-0 in the third, everyone in the opposition's dugout, everyone knew, boys, we got three innings. We have 9 outs left to score 2 runs. And if we don't do it, game over. Because once they go to the bullpen, once we see those monsters known as HDH come trotting out from left field, it's a wrap. So you would start to see the opposition act out of pocket, right? Start to abandon their pregame plan, their approach at the dish. You'd see them expand because they knew Herrera, Davis, and Holland are coming in. And to Steven's point, when you have a rotation that is littered with studs, again, your number 5 starter, the guy that tonight threw 7 scoreless innings, your number 5 starter, his ERA is 3.5. It's your number 5 guy. You know, he's given you almost 6 innings every time he takes the ball with an ERA of 3.5. That's like 6 innings, 2 runs. It's amazing. So, yeah, to Steven's point, if I'm in that other dugout and you get ahead 1-0 in the third, you know, the task of achieving 3 runs against this team is arduous. And it weighs on you. You understand, man. We knew we would need to score 2 to likely win this game, but wow, we're going to try to get three off of Cole Reagans and Lucas Erceg and Steven Cruz and Daniel Lynn. Where's your chance to breathe? Where's the respite for the opposition when they're coming to Kansas City to take on this pitching staff? I don't see it. Steven, great phone call, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Steve writes in, Vern, as a lifelong Royals fan, anytime a team starts getting compared to the 1978 Royals, things are going quite well. So, Vern, I don't care who we're playing. Hats off to Matt Quatrero and to our owner, Mr. Sherman, for making it all happen. Signed, Steve. Yeah, the Royals have won 16 of 18. It's the first time a Royals team has done that since 1978. That run also led by outstanding pitching. Dennis Leonard, Rich Gale, Larry Gura, big time in that stretch. And of course, George was George and Hal was Hal. And you had those two big bats making some noise, but it was really led by the dudes starting the game. I mean, Dennis Leonard threw four complete games, made four starts through four complete games, gave up a grand total of eight runs. Just, it was a different game. And yet, pitching and defense, and it really doesn't matter what era you're talking, pitching and defense always wins. Steve, I appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for the text. Cade in Kansas City, he writes in, Vern, it's all coming together. Best case scenario with Cags. Really excited about how this boys or how this Royals team is going to look come August. Yeah, no doubt. Again, the most important thing right now is a cohesive clubhouse, a healthy ball club, and a winning ball club. And right now you're checking all three boxes. You're winning, you're healthy for the most part, and that clubhouse is, as Michael Lorenzen said earlier today when he was nice enough to dial us up, we're a family. You know, we feel as if we went to war together last year making that trip to New York, having all those wild Bronx Zoo fans screaming all sorts of obscenities at us. So we became very tight last year, and that's a bond you don't break easily. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals in 12 innings, yeah, for with Vinny tying it up. Then great job by Kevin Biggio. I like to go through that, Josh, yeah. He didn't look at it, and it was like kind of like a self-defense bunt. He didn't want to get hit, and I don't blame him, you know. But he got the job done, and then the game-winning hit by Freddie Fermin to win it. And I'll be there sometime this year, Josh, for my Special Olympics. So where are you at? Which section?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for the phone call. I'm right across from the Diamond Club. I'm right next to First Aid and the Mother's Room. They put up this really nice sign, you know, Vern's broadcast booth, so you won't miss it. Dan, I can't wait to see you and the whole squad out here at Kauffman Stadium. Always always nice when I get to shake your hand once a year. Thanks for the phone call. Lori in Austin writes in, speaking of Freddie Fermin, she says, do not underestimate the back end of our batting order. Those boys can play some ball. Signed, Lori in Austin. Yeah, no doubt. Freddie Fermin getting the job done with the game-winning RBI, the walk-off RBI single. And then Kyle Isbell. A one-out single in the third, a one-out triple in the fifth. Yeah, there was a base-running issue, but I don't think it was Izzy's fault, I'll say that. Nonetheless, Izzy, 2-for-3. He's now batting .350 in the month of May. Royals center fielder, 7-for-20 with three extra base hits. And how about his numbers at Kauffman this year? Kyle Isbell's batting .362 at home so far in 2025. Andy from Midtown says, Vern, this pitching staff deserves the finest roses and garland that Kansas City can bestow upon them. Love this team. Danny in Overland Park says the Kevin Biggio bunt was maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen. Kathy in Los Angeles is enjoying all these wins. Chris in Lee's Summit couldn't believe the negative calls earlier in the show. Stephen Overland Park hits up the text line and wonders, did the schedule makers do us a favor by scheduling a 10-game road trip against the Yankees and Tigers and the Guardians, in which we went 2-8, only to watch this team solidify together, solidify its psyche, and become a good baseball team? Steve, that's what I think. I mean, I don't think the schedule makers did the Royals a favor, but I do think we'll look back on April and that 6-game losing streak and that awful road trip. I do believe that we'll look back on it fondly. Meaning, without that, without that bumpy April, I don't know if an already tight group became the family that it is today. I could be wrong, because again, they were together in spring. It was wild to me how quickly Jonathan India ingratiated himself with that group. It almost felt as if he came up with Bobby and Massey and Vinny and Mike Cowell and the rest of them. Like, he went through 2023 with them. So they were already a pretty tight-knit group, and like Lorenzen said, going through the postseason together normally leads to that. But I just can't help thinking that, you know, Jonathan India struggling the way he did in April, you know, taking a fastball off the helmet, showing up to play the next day, dealing with that quad injury, but still showing up with a great attitude, great energy. And I have to think that that has positive ripple effects throughout the clubhouse of guys that, yeah, we like Jonathan, but wow, man, he is a dog. And wow, he is struggling mightily at the dish, but he's still picking me up, man. You know, watch Jonathan India in the dugout, man. Watch the way that he encourages his teammates. A guy like Carlos Estevez, you know, the way that he picked the team up, picked the bullpen up in that Detroit series, right? He went 2 innings in that extra inning affair when they beat Tarek Skubal to jumpstart this run. I think Carlos Estevez showed something to his teammates, and then his teammates showed something to him. When against the Rockies, he almost gave up one of the worst losses we've seen in a long time, almost gagged that thing away. But his teammates picked him up. I think that stuff matters, especially with the newcomers, right? The two new guys, India and Estevez. Now they're all thick as thieves, man. They all made a blood pact in the month of April. Steve, great point, man. Really appreciate you listening. Riley and Lotawana thought it was cool that tonight, he says, is the first time since we moved to the FM dial that the crowd has been so loud that it led to static on the mics. Yeah, maybe, Riley. I also think there might be a producer somewhere going, what static? Dwayne in Warsaw just points out that the pitching is cooking and he's enjoying it. Jeff in Blue Springs is having a good time. We're all having a good time, and the good time should continue to roll into tomorrow, which is only a few minutes away. Yeah, this has been a rather long postgame show, has it? It sure has. JT Noah, thank you very much for sticking it out. And I know you'll be excited for tomorrow as well, as Cole Reagan squares off with Garrett Crochet. Two of the finest lefties in all of Major League Baseball go at it tomorrow, 6:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show. It's only a 30-minute On Deck Show. It's always only a 30-minute On Deck Show, but I don't know, Steven. Maybe we can get it expanded. I know we expand it in the postseason. And I'll do a 2-hour postgame show every single night if you guys bring it the way you brought it tonight. I don't have much of a life, man. This is what I love my wife and my family. But this is, I kind of live for this. So I'm with it, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Man, get yourself to Kauffman. This is the place to be tomorrow. Take care, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.